shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give an update on the infrastructure bill. You remember, and there's been some developments and been some disturbing statements from Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, hopefully not much longer. You recall the infrastructure bill, there are really two infrastructure bills. One of them is for roughly $1 trillion. It's been talked about 1.2 trillion or a trillion. What it is depending on how many years it's spread out, it's 550 billion in new money and 450 billion in previously appropriated or approved money. So it's roughly a trillion over a series of years. It's a very minor investment actually in our infrastructure. This is a hard infrastructure. Create many, many union jobs for the trades and other good high paying jobs, rebuilding our airports, roads, bridges, water systems, and putting in broadband throughout rural America. Very similar to rural electrification under Franklin Roosevelt back in the 1930s. Long overdue, long overdue. Most prosperous nation in the world, richest nation in the world, the best constitution, really the foundation of Western civilization. That's our country, and it's got to stay that way. We got to rebuild our infrastructure. The other infrastructure bill is a so-called soft infrastructure, $3.5 trillion. Child care, medical care, climate change, addressing climate change, and a number of others, very, very important initiatives, and that's separate. I'm talking now about the so-called hard infrastructure. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, just announced that he will keep the Senate in session beyond the start of their five-week recess. They get a five-week recess. In candor, it's not just because they want to hang out and go fishing somewhere. A lot of them are back shaking hands at picnics and all that kind of thing, campaigning, especially the ones that are going to be up in 2022, next time there's a Senate election. But we are starting to hear from some Republican senators that the vote may be as soon as Saturday. And if it is Saturday, it could pass. And it looks like Moscow Mitch will filibuster it and others, but it looks like we do have 10 or more Republican votes to bust the filibuster. Now, Thursday is a very big deal, big deadline. Why do I say that? Thursday is the day that the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office releases cost estimates. And many, many Republican senators are saying that their vote depends on whether that nonpartisan cost estimate shows enough new revenue generating to cover the COVID or cover this infrastructure bill, to cover the costs of the infrastructure bill. And remember, one of the ways that the Democrats had proposed covering it is the Treasury loses $1 trillion a year to tax fraud, most of it from donors to the Republican Party. So the original bill had a provision to beef up enforcement, hire more agents and more sophisticated agents with better accounting training. Because here's a sad fact. You have three times the likelihood of getting audited if you make under $25,000 a year than you do if you make millions a year, but you make it through LLCs, limited partnerships, and you disguise your income and spread it around. And a lot of our agents don't have the accounting skills, and there aren't enough of them to penetrate that fraud. The Republican Party, purveyor of fraud and disease, said, no, we don't want that. Their donors didn't want that. Their donors, some of them went to them and said, my God, the IRS can go back 3 years. They can actually go back more if it's outright fraud, but they can go back 3 years in general. So I might have to pay 3 years of taxes that I didn't pay any of. I don't want that. And by the way, here's another contribution to your campaign. That's what's gone on. That is what's gone on. No Republican can explain why he didn't want to hire a few more IRS agents to recover $1 trillion. So anyway, that's not in this one. That's not in this because the Republicans wouldn't support this infrastructure bill if we crack down on tax fraud. And Manchin and Sinema wouldn't bust the filibuster for it. That is what is happening. So I'm hoping on Thursday that the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office in their cost estimates comes up with some revenue that will offset these costs. In point of fact, it's not necessary in my view that they even do that, but we won't get Republican votes. So stand by. Moscow Mitch himself, the filibuster king, threw in a procedural vote to help this thing along, signals that he might be willing not to fight too hard. Okay, we're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Ron Johnson has simply lost his way. Everybody I know is for the infrastructure bill. And with all the wages and that generated from the infrastructure bill, a lot of it will pay for itself in taxes coming back to the government. So I don't, well, GOP, I don't understand their thinking here. So I just don't. Because I don't talk to anybody that doesn't want the infrastructure fixed. So with that, thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, I mean, what, you don't want broadband in rural Wisconsin? How do you expect small business to continue? Go to Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, I wasn't a revenue auditor, but part of my career is, you know, as a governmental accountant for the DNR. I did some auditing there, but that they did it also in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, so I had colleagues who worked for the Department of Revenue. They, you know, the Republicans didn't want audits to happen, so, you know, they didn't want to increase the staff at Department of Revenue, even though that's a revenue gain for the state, for the states, or for the federal government to actually enforce the tax laws. I mean, that's what the Democrats' message needs to be, is that we just want to, we don't want to increase taxes, we just want to enforce the tax laws and make these people pay the taxes that they need to pay. And you know, I'm not going to berate the accounting skills of anybody, but in some cases, it doesn't, you know, that auditing is not rocket science. I mean, that some of it, because we've got new tools today, I mean, that it's pretty simple, basic math and proof of documentation and that. It's not, you know, that and we need some good investigative forensic auditors to go in there and scour through some of these places and turn up the money from these tax cheats that have been supporting the Republican Party, and that's what the Democrats' message needs to be. I mean, they need to come out clear, loud and clear and say that this is not to increase your taxes, it's to, you know, collect the taxes that we're supposed to be getting paid.
Yeah, you're making an excellent point. And here's the deal. $1 trillion is getting stolen every year, defrauded. These are not new taxes. These are not, I'm not even talking about blatantly, in my view, unfair tax laws such that hedge fund operators don't pay income taxes. They just don't pay it by law. They had their lobbyists change the name of their income to carried interest, and then they pay half. They pay roughly capital gains. It has nothing to do with reality. If somebody put in a bill that said police officers and nurses and firefighters and secretaries' income should be called carried interest, they wouldn't pay it either. That ain't happening. That's what's so sad. But you're right. And you and Wisco Paul both right. This thing has got to pass. I don't care what the Congressional Budget Office comes up to. You're out of your mind not to want to rebuild our infrastructure. This is America. It's crumbling. We need broadband. Everybody's for it. Everybody's for it. Except Moscow Mitch, Ron Johnson, and others. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Mm, feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I often love you like I love a sugar. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're mine.